Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to be talking about faith for the journey. Praise the Lord. Faith for the journey, part one. And we want to consider scripture in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 6. Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. Said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. Verse number 6, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land not inhabited. Say, what a wow. Faith for the journey, part one. Please take your seat. What is faith? I believe strongly that it is clear in the word of God that we are on a journey here on earth. He said, though you are in this earth, you don't belong here. So we are transitioning, and it's a journey. Your total journey is the purpose of God on your life, and you are fulfilling them from one phase to the other. So whatever God has called you to be and to do is your journey. Praise the Lord. This journey is not, humanly speaking, it's not a straightforward journey, but with God, it's a very clear journey, because he knows the thought and the plans that he has towards us. They are good, and it's going to land us in the expected end that he's designed for us. But this journey can really, really, really become a battle for many people. And all of us will fight one battle or the other. One of the things that's going to, in fact, the main thing that is going to help us to be able to successfully go through this journey is God. Praise the Lord. And the main variable that will help us to stand with God and have the best of relationships with God, the best of everything that is in God, is called faith. Say faith. So what is this faith that is needed for us to be with God and get the best out of our journey? And when a year starts like this, so many people have expectations of what God should be doing in their lives and all of that. But your expectation is just one variable. There are a host of variables that must come together, a host of principles, some spiritual, some natural, that must come together for God's purpose to come to pass in your life. The scripture we read is showing us that faith is an expression of trust in God. Is what? An expression of trust in God. The way we express our trust in God is what is called faith. So Jeremiah is speaking to the people, and he says that any man that trusts in another man, that person is not blessed. If you trust in another man, you are not blessed. Please, verse 5. And he says that anybody that maketh flesh his arm, that is, you put your strength in the arm of flesh, he says that that person is also not blessed. And the person who is not blessed is one whose heart has also departed from the Lord. So faith is summarized here. Trust in God that makes you to put your confidence in God and your heart to also fixate or depend fully on God. Listen to what the Bible said. He said, I will give him peace, the one whose heart or mind is fixed on me, is stayed on me. And so faith is trusting in God. And in verse 6, it shows us the negativities that are associated with not trusting in the Lord. It says that, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. You know, the journey we are embarking on, we should be able to spot opportunities. We should be able to see goodness in our territory. When we are in a space, when we are, it says that in the desert, there are good things there. But when you lack trust in the Lord, you will not see them when they even appear. He shall not see when good cometh. He says that, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. So even in the wilderness, there are good places. In Ghana, there are good places. In the worst of all economies, there is still prosperity within that bad economy. It says that people who are going to enjoy, they are those who have put their trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, I love you, Jesus. And I trust you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. When this year was starting, God told me, he says, I want you to go back to the basics. I want you to speak the word of grace, teach my people my word, and I will do the rest. And that's exactly what we are going to be doing this year. All the people who want us to do acrobatics, they have missed their way. And this is what will make you know whether you are really in for Jesus or you are in for something else. It says that, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. We worship God in the spirit and we rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. That is faith. Expression of your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, that your confidence is not in the flesh. There are people who put their confidence in another man. They put their confidence in the systems of this world. They put their confidence in the network they belong to. Put your confidence in the flesh, your certificate, your job, your marriage, your spouse, your children, the family you come from, the investment you have made. That's why sometimes you don't understand when some people lose their investment, they want to commit suicide. You don't understand. The loss is not just the money they have lost. It's the fact that all their confidence is in the investment. It's not in God. So it says that we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. It's a spiritual confidence you have in the Lord. That is faith. And it's an expression of your worship of God in the spirit when you have this trust in God. Say, I trust you, Lord. And say, you are my confidence. Say, my confidence is in you, Lord. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Hebrews chapter 10, 35 and 36. It says that. Hebrews 10. Hebrews chapter 10. It says, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Now, this scripture is very packed. It says that you have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Before somebody will be able to do the will of God, that person must have patience. Must have what? Patience. Whenever you see Bible introducing patience, it's calling for faith. And whenever you see Bible introducing patience, it's calling for process. What makes somebody not to aspire before the process is fulfilled or completed is faith. That gives you patience to wait until God's perfect will is done in your life. It is at that point that you receive the promise. So some of the promise, they are put at the end of the marathon. They are put at the end of the movie. Some of the things God has promised you, He's put it at the end of the thing that you are running that is breaking your heart. And verse 35 says that, verse 35, please be following me on the test. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of what? Reward. When we put our confidence in God, it gets rewarded. It gets what? And I'm your pastor, and I can easily tell you that you can put your confidence. There are some people who come to church because of me. It will surprise you. And when they say, Pastor, are you going to be there? And you say, you are not going to be there. They don't show up. Because their confidence is with man. It's in man. It's in pastor. All those people have not hit the zone of faith yet. A man of God is anointed. God has put grace on a man of God. But really, anything that is perishable is useless to your cause. And a pastor, a prophet, an apostle, evangelist, whatever the title is, because they are perishable, they are useless to your cause. Because if you allow them, they will stand between you and God, and you will never learn how to walk with God. You have need, verse 35. It says that this confidence, when you have it in God, the fact that I pray for sick people to be healed does not mean that when you are sick and I pray for you, you'll be healed. Because I'm not a healer. Christ is the healer. I'm just a vessel. Anointed one, of course. But the anointing is still not mine. It's still for the Lord. Are you here with me at all? So, you will give honor to whom honor is due, because the Lord says that we should honor his vessels. We should honor his servants that he sent. But really, we are not the source of life. And if you want to put your confidence in something, don't put it in the branches. Put it in the source. Because the branches, they are pluckable. The branches can wither. And when they wither with your fruit. But if you put your source, your confidence in the source, cast not away therefore your confidence, your trust, which has great recompense of reward. There is reward when you trust in the Lord. When you put your confidence in the Lord. And the Bible is telling us that we should not cast away. That simply means that you can throw away your trust in the Lord. You can just cast it away. And many people do it in a year. A lot of people do it. It's like back and forth, back and forth. When it's good time, I trust the Lord. When it's that the going gets some way, they cast it away. But the time you really, really, really need your confidence in the Lord is when you can't even find yourself. Can we read it in the ESV? It said, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Ask somebody, do you have your confidence in the Lord? Now, do you know how you know that you are losing your confidence in the Lord? You begin to lose energy for the things of God. You begin to become like, you begin to lack zeal. Not just for the things of the Lord, for God. You are there, you like movies more than engaging God. You are there, you see that gradually, you know, love for God. You don't have a burning fire for God, a burning passion for God. You are there, you just begin to say, what will be it is what it is. Yeah. What can come. Then you call yourself can come. You begin to lose the God factor in your life, in your decision making, in your daily life. You begin to tell yourself, I'm tired. He said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. You are running the journey and you are tired. You can abandon the journey because you are not seeing some of the... Sometimes you are running and you are expecting that they will put water at vintage points. Is that not so? You get there, you have expectation, and when you get there, it's not there. Then you have to keep running. Yeah, you have to keep running. If you stop running and you start walking, you will die earlier than if you run. Maybe if you keep running, you get to where water is before your energy is expended. But one of the ways you know that you are losing your confidence is when your expectations don't come to pass and they begin to beat you. Beat you to the point that you see that you have lost energy. Sometimes you feel like, oh, what is it? What is it even about this Christianity? Maybe I should have been in the world. You are losing your confidence. Ask somebody, are you losing your confidence? You're losing your confidence in the Lord. When you cannot really boast that I'm a child. Yesterday, I like the testimony the brother shared. He said he's been a Muslim. He was born a Muslim. But it pains him that he did not find Jesus Christ early. Then he gave us a revelation. Yeah. Says that Moses had a rod that opened the Red Sea. And we even loved that one. How about the one who walks on the sea? So it pains him that in his footballing career, he did not know Jesus like this. So he asks you, how many gods have you served before? You know, sometimes when you are in Christ and you lose your trust for Christ, you begin to feel like the other gods are better and you'll be better off following other gods or following nothing. But in this life, you cannot say you won't follow something. You have to follow something. And it's always better to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him fully. Follow him what? Fully. It is that full or dedicated following and trust in him that brings the reward, recompense of the reward. You cannot have the full reward when you are doing it half-half. When you are half-hearted. I love you today. Tomorrow I'm down. I don't love you. You are because that's why I keep telling you that if you're a Christian, your emotions don't matter. It is your faith that matters. So build your faith. Do what? How do you build your faith? You should be in a meeting like this. You can't build your faith based on what is in your head. Or the fact that I'm a good person. I will never sin. I know what is right. I won't do what is wrong. You lie. That's not it. Sin is not even your problem. Your real issue is that you have lost what it takes to stand before God and please the Lord. Or see yourself as someone that God loves. You've lost it. So when something small happens to you, now you see that you have no value at all. No, nothing in your account. That's why faith is important. It's your confidence or trust in the Lord. I listened to somebody. He said that the wife had several miscarriages. And sometimes when I see when Christians, we are going through things, how we try to connect the integrity of God, the personality of God, the ability of God to the events that happen in our lives. I say, wow. If Jesus saved you just to give you pregnancy, then you have missed it. He didn't save you to give you pregnancy. Even though pregnancy is part of the reward. But that's not a fundamental reason why you were saved. Are you here? When we cross over and you see heaven and hell, the way some people are saying that there's no heaven and hell, when we cross over and you see the difference, you see what Jesus did for you. So pastor, okay. Marriage is not the reason why I came into God. What would you think marriage is? Some people will never marry. Yeah. And they will still be children of God. Some people will never give birth to the their own biological children, and they will still be children of God. All these things, they don't mean anything. Are you here with me at all? They don't mean anything. So don't let anybody use marriage as a measure of your faith, or childbirth as a measure of your faith, or a job employment as a measure of your faith, or visa. See, imagine, I saw one guy in Germany, train station. I said, I even regretted that I got sad when I was way, way younger in the university and they refused me German visa. I got sad. For just a moment, I went to play football. I said, eh, is this Germany? Look at this guy. And I'm telling you, because of this, I'm not trivializing something you want to. Because somebody wants to go and join the husband, the wife, whatever. I mean, different. But, Enweni. To me, I'm called Jaimanti. Yankupon, need to me. Wow. Don't lose your confidence. They say, I have PCOS. Oh, I know my God is powerful. I worry on him, but you can blackmail God in your prayer. Listen. Be calming down. Tell somebody, be calming down. Be calming down. You can't blackmail God. There is no prayer or threat you will say that will make God come and defend his name. The way God would defend his name is when you increase your trust in him. Increase your confidence in him. That in your subconsciousness and in your conscious self, you have no doubt in your head that one, he is able to do it. That two, when he deems it fit to give you, he will give you. It will give you even without you asking. All you have to do is to trust him unreservedly. Have confidence in him that, listen, devil can never be the best. Jesus is the best. And my confidence is like the Hebrew boys, they said that we know that our God is able. But even if he decides not to do, if he decides that I will marry, if he decides that I will never be rich with cash, if he decides that whoever is sick in the hospital will die, whatever. So, can you imagine that this guy, what's his name? Captain Pierce. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Somebody went to jail. According to the movie, if I'm lying, the movie is lying. And he got so bitter that he went to see the uncle. Went to see the uncle, and this is a great preacher. He just lost his faith just because his uncle went to jail under certain circumstances. And something happened. I think he died or something like that. Or I've forgotten even the story. Because the thing is so useless. I mean, the kind of things that it can make you begin to go on the side of the devil and lose yourself and your life. Wow. As if the existence of that uncle is what gives life to all humanity. It's also, if you are God, Jesus, they nailed him to the cross. Please be telling somebody that by your side that even Jesus. Settle down. Tell somebody, settle down. Trust in the Lord. Set. If you fail an exam, trust God and write it again. It doesn't mean anything. Tell somebody, it doesn't mean anything. Oh God, the way I've loved you, and then my marriage has collapsed. So? It doesn't mean anything. Does that mean God does not deliver? He does. He's our present help in times of what? Need. I'm telling you that when bad things happen to you, it can make you lose your confidence in the Lord. Sometimes bad things will happen to people closer to you. Or bad things will happen in your space, and then by the time you know, it has affected your trust in the Lord so much that you don't feel like prayer is even important. Have you seen, like Pastor Kaffee was telling us those times, he says that his heart was so broken after doing all the prophetic akwantre, that when he came and he saw us praying, kata kata pow, morning flavor, he stood there and looked at us and he laughed at us. You people, you don't know what you are doing. You don't know. You don't know. That's someone whose confidence in the Lord was waning until he discovered himself in the Lord. Sometimes, you know, the way we treat human beings, that's the way we try to treat God. I would do you silent treatment so that you know that I'm not happy with you. And then, wow, beba. You can't try that with God, though. Because God does not need you to exist. It is you that needs God for everything in your life. That because he doesn't need you and you need him, you need to put all your confidence in him. You can't put some here, some there, da-da-da-da-da. No, all. He requires all of your confidence. The Bible says some trust in chariot, others trust in horses. But we shall put all our trust, all right, in the name of the Lord. Why? Because it has a recompense of reward. Praise the Lord. When the going is not going for you, that's when you need to look for him. Yeah, you need to seek him and find him. When it's tough, when everywhere is dry, when Jesus was not feeling him, he started shouting, my father. Yeah, when everywhere is dark, start looking for him like a child who doesn't know your way. Where is my father? You know, a child's eyesight and the normal circumstance should be sharper than an adult. But in darkness, a child is looking for the adult whose eyesight is not that sharp to bail him or her out. Because originally the child knows that an adult has a sharper eye, and the eye of the adult is beyond the eyeballs. The wisdom of knowing the way, even in the dark, for an adult. That's why a blind person, naturally blind person, can escape a place that you may be entrapped, because they know their way out. When you are following God, he knows the way. He is the way. Praise the Lord. Not that he knows the way, he is the way. He knows what is in the way. And if he said that something good is going to happen to you, you better trust it. Take it to the bank. Yeah. If he said that your future is great, take it to the bank. That's why in the verse 36, he says that in the end, you shall receive the promise. You shall what? Yeah. It takes trust to walk in the perfect will of God. It takes trust. So many things can come your way, but not all conform to the perfect will of God. So, faith is confidence in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is it a good service? It's confidence in the Lord. When my mom died, short time now, maybe after 2 years or so, I had just become born again. I was in the church. I was behaving like what we normally call like a church rat. Every time in the church. Recently, a lady came to church here. You know, I've been telling you about somebody who gave me a shirt. And then the shirt was a female shirt. Yeah, about 2 months ago, the lady came to church here. Yes. I was so happy to see her. And she did it out of a good heart. Yeah. Now I pastor, one of her, no, two of her children in another branch. And so I think she came to the son, and then the daughter brought her to church, and I was so happy to see her. I said, ah, me husa o hanka me catch into my me way no mama sheta. Na ye ma sheta. People used to dash me dresses in church, shoes. Yeah. Omusha kwa we also nyame na o ma pass me. Yeah, e bi so chair me. E bi wa chair me. But I was happy. But we didn't lose our confidence in the Lord. I've worn shoes to church that we have put paper inside. Yeah, we packed it. Or you are walking and your leg is in a shoe, but your the sole of your feet is on the ground. When you are dancing, you know. When you see us like this, we have come through fire. It didn't burn us. We have come through water. It didn't drown us. But God brought us to our wealthy place because we did not cast away our confidence. I said, when my mom died, the people who were staying with my mom, their grandmothers, is the one who sacked me from my own mother's house. Yeah, my mother was like doing like an orphanage of family members. Her own children plus children of cousins and whatever. One of them, their grandma, who came to perch with my mother when my mom died, she's the one who sacked me from my own mother's house. Free alcohol. Me boni pa ni say. The nkuto my mother bought, that finished. She bought a new one. I went to use some. Share butter. So who born dog? He came to use shea butter that your mother didn't buy. She scratched my face like how a cat will scratch the face of somebody and suck me to go and stay with my... It was the first time I was going to stay with my father at 18. And that my grandmother that I keep showing you, she's the number 10 of that kind of line, my grandma's line. And when she came, she couldn't say Jack because it's her big sister. Not knowing God had a plan for us. Are you here with me? Today, in all humility, that one's daughter and those children, those my, I don't know whether they are my sisters, brothers, or let's say cousins, a lot of them, by the special grace of God, even till now, I'm taking care of a lot of them in the university. Whether it's pharmacy, whatever, blah, 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 blah. If you allow the issues of life make you lose your confidence in the Lord, you will be wasted. Your real value is in your trust in God. Praise the Lord. Yeah. When that woman was just maltreating us, she didn't know we were going to become anything. But God had a plan. And that's what he's talking about. He says that the will of God is there. Is there. As for when you are a Christian, yeah, you are in the will of God, until you lose trust for God, then you step outside of that will. Into Shema Kohenim. Do what? I can't hear you at all. Shema Kohenim. The bank gives you target and you meet it, glory be to God. But we know that they will increase the target. If they increase it and you don't meet it and they threaten that they will sack you, keep following the Lord. If they sack you, when one door is shut, another will be opened. Are you here at all? You need to have this defiant confidence in God. That my life is not constituted by the things that surround me. My value is given to me by my trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Ask somebody, why is it that your energy is low? Sometimes your energy is low and you are confused. Please talk to the person. Why is it that sometimes you are confused? Tell somebody, the visa you have or you don't have, it's not what makes God God. God is God, whether you have it or you don't have it. Whether you have a child or you don't have a child. You are married or you are not married. Whether you have a car or you don't have a car. Whether you failed or succeeded. All these things, they don't make God God in your life. God is God in your life because he's your savior. Praise the Lord. He lives in you. He's your Lord and Savior. You have to trust him. If you don't do that, you have Jesus and you have other gods. Yes, because you have the one who can do the tatashi for you. Yeah, you have the one that you can, you know, now a lot of Christians also invoke angels. A lot of Christians use Florida water. They use other things, like they call it miracle materials. All of that. You see that the confidence is divided. It's Jesus plus something. But the Bible says that fixing your eyes, your gaze on Jesus, putting your confidence in Jesus fully. Fixing. That means you are not turning left or right. You have fixed it on Jesus. Jesus is the only one you see. Praise the Lord. So they say, oh, Pastor, I wish to be like you. I have come from somewhere. You will also go to somewhere from where you are now. And somebody will say, oh, I really, 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 you know, I really, really want to be like you. What will be your history? Some years ago, I preached a message, faith without history. Yeah, there are some things that will happen to you. You will never read it anywhere in the Bible. You will be the first that it may have happened to. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had not heard that they had put anybody in the fire before. It was invented for them. They were the first to encounter it. And they still had faith. There was no history that God had taken anybody out of it. There was no history with Jonah that God had taken anybody out of the mouth of the whale before. Are you here with me at all? The rest, when Joshua was opening the Jordan and the rest, there was a history that Moses had really opened the Red Sea before. But there were people who were faced, they had never heard that, Daniel had not heard that they put somebody in the lion's den. And with that, you see, sometimes when you have the benefit of history, of what God has done before, you can face challenges with your chest out, knowing that if he did it before, he would do it again. But when there is no history, like Mary, you are going to be pregnant, and you have never heard that anybody had been pregnant without a husband before. How do you go about it? Sarah, you are 99, and you are going to be pregnant. Sometimes the challenge you face, there's no history to it. Nobody may have recovered from cancer before. Say, brother, here, the daughter got cancer. That cancer should have killed. I said, brother, your child will not die. Believe it. Say, that yeah, Yeah, it has to be scary, but that's why we serve a living God. Sometimes they'll tell you that, oh, the success rate is what? Less than 50%, 30%, only 1% survives, and you will be that 1%. This is the reality of our walk. Some believed that and they were sawn asunder, but they never lost their faith. They never lost their, are you here with me at all? Yeah. If they promise you something, dolly, and you prayed and sow seed about it, and then last minute you were dribbled, will you continue to serve God? You fasted and got a prophetic word that it will come to pass. And then God decided that school no come here. Hey. You see, have you realized that every test is a test of faith? James 1:3. James went through. Every major test in your life is a test of faith. It says that knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The test is a test of your faith. The real test in your life is a test for your faith. Whether you will pass with your faith or you will not pass. Are you with me? Real failure is when you start failing with your faith. That's real failure. That's when you start failing with your faith. And we don't talk about faith enough. So you are there. I'm saying, why? Oh, ha, ha, ha. What is it? Like, what is the essence of coming to fellowship together? What is it? Let me tell you. Pick your mobile phone. Pick your mobile phone. Please pick it. You have a mobile phone. This mobile phone here. A daddy and a robbers. Yeah. You see, we don't understand the whole mechanism behind how the mobile phone works. But as we are here right now, even though your eyes don't see the waves flying through the air, serious waves are flying through this space. It's the reason why your phone is working. That's why they will tell you, oh, don't put your phone in your top button if you are a man or a woman, because it's not good in your breast area. It's not good in your social. So because wherever the phone is, it attracts some heavy duty waves. Are you here with me at all? So it's the same with a child of God. Jesus is in you. God is working in the atmosphere. Even though your eyes don't see, He's already working. Praise the Lord. That is why your faith must be on ground. Because He can be working. It's like the phone. The waves can be here. If you have turned it off, you are not receiving any call. Are you here with me at all? If you have turned it off, you've run the battery down, waves will be here. But other people will be receiving call, and you may be waiting for an important call. It won't come because you've turned it off. Some people turn off their faith. And Jesus told Peter, He said, Peter, I have prayed for you. Don't turn off your faith, though. Don't turn off your faith, because your recovery is in sustaining your faith. Your real failure is when you allow your faith to what? Fail. The insult I have received, and I don't think it's going to end. When I see a pastor who has not done anything wrong, and is pained that people are insulting, I say, well, why? Don't you understand the ministry you have? Jesus was insulted, you'll be insulted. We didn't bring you here to glorify you. You were called so that you'll be insulted. They told Jesus that you are the demon. What did He do? He healed somebody. Healing the NKR, the papa. Well, your papa now done it. You are not the first to help a church member, and then the whole thing has turned against you. And the end day. Sorry, the more you try to be a child, don't try to be a child of God. You are a child of God. You are what? Don't try to be. Say, I'm a child of God. One more time. I'm not hearing you at all. Say, I'm a child of God. You know, some of the things that are disturbing you is allowing, you know, some things to go through your earwaves. It's increasing your ignorance and reducing your appetite for knowing the Lord. Bible says, they that know their God, they shall walk strong, you see, and do exploit. They have no edification for you. You are in church, but you are becoming shallower. You talk to somebody now, you feel like going to have a child. Yeah, not in the way of God. It tells you that you are listening to the wrong voice. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. The real test is a test of your faith. Sometimes somebody asks me, the family says that we should go and do A, B, C, D. I didn't think I'm in my family. My family, we are idol pal. Now, say, my senior brother was telling me when we were young, they used to send us to Elmina every year. You know, Elmina people, they are, Bronya is different from the main Bronya that goes around. So when it's Bronya, they will go to Elmina. They used to take us one small room like that. He had an idol. They will do sacrifices, food on the idol, and then we that have come from the town, they will mix us with those who are the local champions, the children, and they will say, we should all eat fufu a fufu with nice akukopa. You know, my time, akuko just, you used not to chew akuko by heart like today. You go and say fried rice and chicken. Who born dog? Chew a cocoa for Lazarus. He said, we should eat. Jesus has delivered us. It is recently that my brother was telling me that, that idol that was there. No, it was a main idol for the town. Started disturbing the family and then was cast out. It has killed people, sir. It's not only your house that you have witches and idols. I'm telling you where some of us do it, we come from. Are you here? You are not the only one that death has been chasing. The way my grandma died, around 39, my mother died the same age. That means that the thing has been following all of us. Are you the only one death is following? But because we are in Christ and our trust is in the Lord, we are not dying for any devil, and we are not confused about it, because we have put all our trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our trust is in Jesus. You know, when we're around September, October, the Lord told me, he said, stop preaching complicated messages. Preach simple on Jesus. Let the people know Jesus. Let the people know Jesus. Let them know me. Preach grammar, preach complicated philosophies here and there. No, listen. You have given your life to Christ. That is your security. That's your security for favor. Are you here with me at all? It's your security for what? Favor. They will tell you, sow seed. It's great. If you sow seed, you can secure favor. He that procureth favor by doing good is there. Showing mercy, serving, and all of that. But ninyina nunichin won't. You must have Jesus first. You must what? You must have Jesus. Because these are Christ principles. And the principles will not work outside his person. He must be there first for his principles to work. Like, so we have a lot of unbelievers who come to practice Christian practices, but they don't have Christ. That's why you have people in church who also go to shrine. For them, it's about practice. It's about practices. That is not about it, though. You must have Christ first. Christ first. Tell somebody, Christ first. Christ first. If you are here, you are not interested, or you don't like the preaching of the message of Christ, and maybe tear was knowing Christ. Did you hear what the brother said? The Yemanka on Christ in them. Recently, some footballers have been coming out. Jeremy Doku, Man City. Okosha, Ojibe, £200,000 a week. And you're crying, bro. Magay. Footballers, among Jessica Botany, every week in Yemen. This week here, by Friday, Betum. They cry, they say the money is not the issue. They are happy that they have Jesus, and they want the Jesus they have to help them transform lives. People have money. They are happy to have Jesus. You are chasing the world and leaving Jesus. People who have the world, they say it's not good enough. They want the Jesus you have. You have the Jesus. You want to abandon the Jesus and go and chase the world they have. That is not enough. Jesus is more than enough for us. And when Jesus is more than enough for you, all other things will be added. Sometimes we talk about the faith as if it's something. No. Your heart must be for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Faith is stronger than prayer. Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. It's not greater is he. The greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. It's not with prayer. There are many prayer giants who are gigantic failures. Have you heard of any giant of faith who is a failure before? Say by faith. The elders obtained a good report. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Say, I'm a person of faith. One more time. Say, I'm a person of faith. I will not give up. I will not suspend my faith. Yeah, in Christ. This week is going to be a class of faith. I need faith. I've been studying on this faith. I just be saying, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. If you are a pastor, you can easily lose your faith. American phone ground on come once a small time, an American pastor is losing faith. Oh, small time. That whole system. Small time. I lost my faith. I love Africa. By the time you grow, life would have caned you already. I understand how to walk with Jesus, even if there are things are not the way you want them to be. You are already fine. And I'm near cancer now. Then for near betray. My cancer and nanching. Now me best how yari or best how yari. Praise the Lord. Don't be sending waves of fear, waves of uncertainty. How am I going to end? Is my life going to be like this? No. By faith, you can rise. In the Lord, you will what? Rise. You will rise. They said we will not amount to anything. Anointed people said it. Wicked people said it. But God did not allow it. Because our confidence was not in man. Neither had we put our strength on the arm of flesh. We had already trusted in the Lord. And we had given him the full control over our lives. So man could not detect our end. Are you here with me at all? Does that mean though? Amen. But trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Just wanted to use this word to encourage you. This week we will see miracles. We'll see testimonies. But the testimonies, they come to people who are not anxious and desperate. But when you have him, you have everything. Praise the Lord. The focus is to what? Have him. And as you come, like what you have heard today, makes you draw closer to him. Is that not so? You are a failure when you don't know how to build your faith. You can't. You see, Christianity has nothing to show without faith. Because to walk with the Lord, the Bible says that it is impossible to please God if you lack faith. If you don't have faith. Hebrews 11:6. You won't please the Lord. That means that you are not walking with him at all. The thing that makes you walk with the Lord is what? Faith. And that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So the more of the word of God you allow to enter you, the stronger faith you have. And I don't care what is trying to beat you down. When your faith grows, it will overcome that thing. Come on now, are you sure you are here? Because faith is the victory. 1 John 5:4, it says that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory. It doesn't matter what is fighting you. When your faith grows, it will overcome whatever is fighting you. This is the victory that overcometh the world. The victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That means that you lose your overcomer status when you lose your faith. And please take note of this. Devil is not in control. Because you have Christ, you are already an overcomer. Are you here with me at all? This is what it means. This is the overcomer's trophy. Pastor, come. Because you have Christ, you have this trophy. This one in Christ is one. Anywhere Christ is, the person who have Christ, who has Christ, has this. You see that this thing is in your life, it has nothing to do with the devil. You have this thing because Christ is what? In you. So devil is not in the equation. This thing is yours forever. And until you are ready to let Satan have it, Satan can never have it. That's why I said that it is yours to lose. Satan is not coming to fight you about it. Blah, 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 blah. It is yours to lose. So when your faith encounters a struggle, you have to make a choice whether you want to retain what Christ has given you or you want to let it go. It is always yours to lose. And this is what keeps happening to children of God. It is ours, then we start becoming anxious. Then you start looking for water when water is not missing. He said, and a pipe, who owns you? Catch up, he said, who owns you? Who owns you, Dada? And a pipe, and then I'm saying, sure, I've been in a young superpa. Who owns you? You already have it. You have life. You have everything Christ has given to you that pertains to life and godliness. Nothing is missing in your life. If you don't focus on Jesus, you will start looking for things that you already have. And when you start looking for things that you already have, you lose what you have to weaker hands. Weaker. Just a woman dying wager. Now when I'm sharing show pipe, this is the congee water. This is the cleanest water. You're just looking for clean pipe. Who has sent you? Who sent you? You already have the water that will sustain you. Rivers of living water. You don't need to look for any water. He told them when they were going on the water, he said, Mr. Munkwa. Then some of them who have an Egyptian mindset, they always wanted to be sure about something material or physical. Okay, what are we going to eat? He said, I said, go now. He said, no, we want to be sure of the food before we make the move. Wow. Jesus told him, he said, blessed are you who have not seen and yet you what? You believe. If I have said go, it's as good as whatever you are looking for. And when they were hungry, he said, oh, I can send you buffet from heaven. Manna, even their fathers had not eaten it before. He sent it to them, wham. They needed something else. He sent it to them, wham. He said, oh, we are in the wilderness and we are thirsty. And he said, so when you are thirsty, does it have anything to do with the wilderness? It has everything to do with me. Jesus said it has everything. God said to them, it has everything to do with me. It has nothing to do with your environment. Whether there is water in the wilderness, that's why I didn't tell them to go and look for water. He told Moses that just stretch your rod on the rock and water will come. I can make water come from anywhere. It's about me. It's not about you. Don't measure anything by your own strength. Just know that me being in your life, you know, if you can trust me, I will take care of you. Trust me and let me take care of you. Please sit. You start looking at the wilderness. Then you start talking anyhow. Start talking anyhow. Kenya cranky be woo Egypt. And a smile so fire braha. Then you miss open say woo, I mean kumwe. Show we kum. So when you put your trust in the Lord, you don't speak anyhow. Your environment don't engineer what you say. Disappointment from people don't engineer what you say. You keep looking unto Jesus and what he can offer you. What he is to your, what he is in your life is what you keep focusing on. Are you here with me at all? God forbid if tomorrow you go to work and your boss says you are sacked. That's not the end of your life. That's a clear direction that God is taking you somewhere. Some people will not reach home. They have already gone to buy medicine to kill themselves. Why? Jesus fasted. When he came out now, Satan met him. Jesus said, no, this is not about you. Seeing Satan, it doesn't mean anything. You have a dream, the dream is continued. It doesn't mean anything greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are seated with him in heavenly places, far above what? Principalities and powers. Some of you that say you have spiritual marriage, something is sleeping with you in the night. Really? So that means that because it is not Satan that is going to block you. It is God who has it in his plan for you. And when he's ready to execute his plan, nobody is going to stop him from executing his plan. That's why you have to trust him. You have to what? To trust him. When you lose your trust for him, Satan will look more powerful in your eyes. We'll continue tomorrow. Is it a good message? Please rise. Please rise. Please rise. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Receive strength. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Yes, yes, yes. They that know their God, they shall walk strong. May you walk strong in the name of Jesus. May you walk strong. That's why you see some of us, we have some unmatched confidence. No demon is coming to kill us. They show us visions and dreams every day. We are about to die, we are about to die. For where? This dawn, I saw one bad vision when I woke up. I went straight to YouTube. I said, well, what is the sport news that I didn't see before I slept? Devil should not give you direction. You should know who you are. You have Christ. You should not be shaking for the devil. Are you here? Please, are you here? Straight again in the morning when it was time for me to pray. I said, I pray. I said, Father, I thank you for life. Thank you that you are in me. You now, you say, oh, they have come. They have come where? Anything and anybody can come. But what is in you? If you don't lose what is in you, nothing can swallow you. Because what is in you is greater than whatever is trying to come after you. Jesus is in me. Say, Jesus is in me. Is greater than that spiritual husband. If that thing exists in Paul. It's greater than the witches. Greater than the wizards. Greater than that unemployment spirit that wants to disgrace you. What is in you? He has already set a table before you. Not in the absence of your enemies. He doesn't care about enemies. What he cares is that he has set a table before you and no enemy can touch the table God has set for you. Are you here with me at all? I see you going higher in Jesus' name. That amen is not strong at all. Recently, about a year ago, a couple joined the church. They have struggles, and then they joined the church. Very good people. When they joined the church, and they are very used to working for the Lord. I said, oh, sit down and just enjoy the word of God. They said, oh, we have to do something. I said, no, sit. Let me pastor you. Things are tough. I said, just sit. You know, Jesus said, let them sit down. Then the bread will what? Multiply. I said, you just sit. Just sit. Just sit. I traveled and then the wife sent me a message. She said, this is the first time in our marriage of over a decade that we are not struggling financially. And we don't even know what we did. You don't need to do anything. You're a child of God. And God will take care of you. You say, wow. Over the weekend, I was talking to them. Now, the husband has a lot of opportunities. Man. Money, opportunities. Big. The wife says she can't sleep. Why? Because the opportunities are so good and so powerful that now they are comfortable that she's afraid whether this comfort that has come, whether this is how it's going to be or it is going to go away. I say, hey, enipa deseni. Nyame buawa bobo. Wambua unswa. She's not able to enjoy it fully because she doesn't know whether it will stay or to. Hey! I say, sister, be calming down. Adiane tuakwa kojidei. Aberi. Say it is settled. Ask her, I said, did you do anything for it to come? Say no. I said, God brought it. If he brought it, he can protect it for you. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, stop being anxious. Stop being anxious. God has already said this is a good year for you. And everywhere you turn to, you see favor. Anytime God wants to do something new in your life, he wants you to hear a new word. Yeah, he told Peter, he said, cast your net there. He said, you are told, he said, cast your net. That's why it's important not to miss a meeting like this. In a meeting like this, prayer is not the most important thing. In a meeting like this, the presence of God and the rhema word God is bringing you is the most important thing. That is what takes you to the next level. That's why you see all those people who attend churches where they preach the word of God. Every time their lives are becoming meaty. Meaty. Then where they don't preach anything and the people are praying to, they are becoming bare bones. because he will never set his word aside to do anything. The thing that he wants you to do, he wants to do in your life, the foundation of that thing is the word of God. Are you here with me at all? Don't love prayer more than the word, though. Let the word create an appetite of prayer in you. Yeah. He is the word. He is not prayer. He is the word. They say, oh, you are a prophet. Don't preach plenty. Who preach? Who? God didn't send me here to come and be prophet. I am not a malam. He sent me here to come and preach his word. There is no way I will prophesy to you tomorrow to you. Come, I have to prophesy to you again. 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 I will die. But he has put a word in my mouth for you. And that word can bless you more than anything. I believe that the presence of God is here. The hand of the Lord is also what? Upon us. And tonight, God just brought you to hear his word. Hear his word. It will just increase you like this. Lift your hand and thank the Lord. Father, I thank you for hearing your word. Thank you for the miracle of your word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give me grace to be here throughout the week. Bring me to the place of enlightenment. And cause miracles to happen in my life as I keep hearing your word. Let it be healing in my bones. As I keep hearing your word, let the anointing fall upon my life. As I keep hearing your word, turn around my misery. Yes, because you are your word. Leko pahatasa, ilekwa pare sunde lebelekete, jakwala marando kose pele, ikolabata sala, elepekwaleke preketete, tengele mokoshada labata, adule credo sebro mareko seya. Itola baraba sada badaba ashala kebele mendelebede esolebere gedebede la parada basonda dabada. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Sheba debede shada baladados. I am the head and not the tail. Prophesy, prophesy. Lord, I have my confidence in you. When good comes, I will see good. Eko para sule barada. Eshadabedebedede. The valley shall be filled with water. When good shall come, I will see it. When good shall come, I will see it. Because I have put my trust in you. I will not miss the good time. When good shall come, I will see the good time. Because I have put my trust in you. I have put my confidence in you. When good shall come, I will see it. When good shall come, I will see it. When good shall come, I will see it. Elebo silebe rababaya. Ashalabedabedabede. Raise your hand and pray. Lord, when good shall come, I will see it. Yes, 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 yes. Because I have put my trust in you. All my trust is in you. Therefore, when good shall come, I will see it. The good that shall come on my children, I will see it. When good shall come. Who shall come, I will see it. Yeah. Saba ba 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 saya. Ile ko ba ra ba 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 bo saya. Ashala ba da ba da ba da 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 da. When who shall come, I will see it. Yes, 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 yes. Can you prophesy? Say it. When good shall come, I will see it. When good shall come, I will see it.
I will see good. I will see good when good shall come. I will see it when good things will come. I will see it when good times shall come. I will see Kolaba Koshela Ito Ramando Kosebre Kataya. When good times shall come, I will see it. I will see it. Come on now. Speak and prophesy. Yes, yes, yes. Because I have put my trust in the Lord. When healing time shall come, I will see the healing. When times of refreshment shall come, I will see. When prosperity shall come, I will see. When good shall come, I will see. I will see the goodness of the Lord in my life. I will see the goodness of the Lord in my life. When good shall come, I will see it. I will see the end, and the end shall be good. Thank you, Lord. They that put their trust in you shall not be put to shame. I will never be put to shame. I shall never be put to shame. Shame will never come near me, because I have put my trust in you. You will beautify the meek. You will beautify my life. Yes, Lord. Leba baba kosheya. Itolaba ruse bremileko. Isonda laba kapataya. Antelia peria solebede. Isekelebelegedebedes. Ashala laba lakapa. Itoramanda lakapaya. Isorebere kapete. Isadabada. Yapara so de berede ito rama kapataya ashele bele kapete. The marriage is already yours. It's yours. You cannot lose it. It's yours. You cannot lose it. Good health is yours. Prosperity is yours. Promotion is yours. You cannot lose it. Favor is yours. Prophesy. The favor is already mine. Psalm 5 verse 12 says that he will crown the righteous with favor. I am already crowned with favor. I will not lose my crown of favor. I will not lose my crown of favor. Yes, Lord. You have already crowned me with your favor. Be my portion. I am fruitful already. I am blessed already. I am blessed and highly favored already. Yeah, yeah, Bako Shadaba. Can you prophesy into the month of February? My February is loaded. My February is loaded. Loaded with benefits. Yes. Psalm 68 verse 19. Because you have put your trust in the Lord, you will never be put to shame. Hallelujah. Say glory. Hallelujah. I want you to see this aspect of the Lord that we serve. You are not in a battle. He has already fought the battle. Praise the Lord. You are in for the spoil. That's why he's giving you abundant life. Yes. He died that you will have that life. Shall we read the scripture on the board together? I want you to personalize it, okay? Are you ready? Shall we do it together? One go. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loaded us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. Can we read it again? Who daily loaded us with benefits. Say benefits. Say I am loaded daily with benefits. I say you already have daily benefits. There's a welfare package for you. Every, there's no one day
that negativity should be more than benefits in your life. Are you here with me at all? Say, every day I have benefits loaded into my life. You are not saying it. Your mind is very far. Your mind is very, very far. The blessed Lord loads us daily with benefit. He's not a poor Lord. He is the blessed Lord. He daily loads you with whatever it takes for your life to be profitable, your life to be beneficial, your life not to be wasted. He daily, say daily, I am loaded with life. I am loaded with good things. Loaded. Loaded. He didn't say benefit. He said what? I can't hear you. He said what? It's a load of what? Benefits. So you go to him where your back is paining you. Say, daily you load me with benefits. This is more than painkiller. Daily load me with good health. I take today's package. I take today's what? Today's package of favor. It's a load. I take it. Today's package of fruitfulness. I take it. I say, after this 1 week, you will see the reality of the word of God in your life. Daily loaded. In the time when he was giving them manna in the wilderness, he said, when you go, don't take more than you can eat. Don't just be thinking. He said, every day it will be on ground. Are you here with me at all? Daily, every day there is wealth on the table for you. What do you have to do? Take it. What do you have to do? How do you take it? By faith. You confess it. You speak it. I am a rich man. I take the riches that the Lord has loaded me today. As I go out there, the riches, they will work in my life. Are you here with me at all? Daily load. Oh. Daily load. Every day there's protection. Every day there's a load of favor. That's why you will never be put to shame one day of your life. Some people are still not shouting amen here. You have been loaded. Loaded. It shall be well with you. Say, I walk in my daily benefit. One more time. Say, I will live long. I will not die. I walk in my daily health as a benefit. I am loaded with good health. No matter what is happening in my body, the Lord has loaded me with good health. Therefore, I'm not dying. Sickness is not overcoming me. The load that I receive every day, I stand on it to swallow everything that is not beneficial in my life. Say, I can never be poor because I have been loaded today with prosperity. I have been loaded today with good health and good life. I have been loaded with favor. Therefore, no shame, no weakness can overcome my life. I have been loaded with strength. I tap into that strength. I don't care what my body is saying. I receive what the Lord has loaded me with. And I believe that I've been loaded with miracles, signs and wonders. Therefore, my body, my soul, my spirit align with what God has loaded me with. Align right now. My destiny, I command you to align with the benefits in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.